New tariffs kick in as trade talks get going between the U.S. and China. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. The latest round of U.S. tariffs on imports from China went into effect overnight. They target $16 billion worth of Chinese goods. China immediately retaliated, slapping tariffs on U.S. goods. But this fight is far from over. U.S. businesses are focusing on the next batch of possible tariffs, covering $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The office of the U.S. Trade Representative is in the middle of 6 days of hearings on that next and largest round of tariffs so far. More than 300 people signed up to testify on how the tariffs would affect them. Cameras and recorders aren't allowed in the hearings, so we caught up with the CEO of iRobot, Colin Angle, just outside the hearing room. iRobot makes Roombas, you know, those robot vacuums. Angle testified on Tuesday against tariffs on vacuuming robots, asking that they be exempted.
This type of tariff would effectively be a 25% cost increase that would have to be passed to the consumers, which ultimately would slow down the growth of this industry and open the door for foreign competition.
Angle says with slower growth, he would have less to invest in research and development and wouldn't be able to hire as many new employees. Later in the day, Eric Astrakhan of the Tile Council of North America was one of the few witnesses testifying in favor of tariffs. How did that feel?
Lonely.
Astrakhan says the Chinese aren't playing fair, and he wants U.S. tariffs on ceramic tile from China.
Chinese tile companies have been consistently mislabeling tile products as porcelain. In many cases, they are not. We have many examples of intellectual property theft.
Astrakhan also says China has been dumping tiles in the U.S., that is, selling them at below cost. There are still two more days of hearings. Then the USTR will decide whether to levy this tax on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. The tariffs could be in place by mid to late September. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Now, all these tariffs are, of course, making Chinese goods more expensive for Americans and American goods more expensive for Chinese consumers. A big question is how consumers will respond to these increased prices. Chinese state media suggests people in China will weather the increased prices for the sake of national pride. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack spent some time with one family in Shanghai to see what a trade war looks like from their kitchen table.
Li Dapeng and her husband Ye Yu live on the outskirts of Shanghai. Their two-bedroom apartment is cluttered with stuff. Cosmetics from Japan, France, and the U.S. fill Li Dapeng's nightstand. But she says her consumption of American goods is modest compared to her four-year-old son. He was out with his grandparents when we visited. Li Dapeng buys her son National Geographic Kids magazines, GNC multivitamins, Disney toys, Transformers, and Crayola finger paint.
The package says it's okay if the kids get paint in their mouths. Chinese brands may make the same claim, but I'm not sure.
A string of food and medical scandals in China has driven up demand for imported products. Li Dapeng says she will still buy Californian citrus fruits and cashews, even if the tariffs increase prices. But if the products get too expensive, she says she can buy other types of food. To see how, she and her husband show me their fridge. It's stocked with French butter, South Korean milk, and durian fruit from Thailand. If the current trade dispute escalates, husband Ye Yu thinks it will hurt the U.S. more than China.
I am certain I can live without American products because they are not essential items.
Many U.S. exports are pricier. Things like American beef, cherries, and children's clothing. The pork in Ye Yu's fridge is from China, but to produce that meat, the pigs are fed on American soybeans, on which the Chinese government has now imposed a 25% tariff. So, costs may still go up for Chinese consumers, even if they don't buy American. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
We have the minutes out from last month's Federal Reserve meeting. There is a lot of support for another interest rate hike next month, but central bankers are watching the U.S.'s many trade battles very closely. And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up less than a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down less than a tenth of a percent, with the Dow future down just 2 points.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
There could be a court battle ahead for Aretha Franklin's heirs. According to a report by the Detroit Free Press, the Queen of Soul left no will for her multimillion-dollar estate. If the situation sounds familiar, that's because it is. Prince also died without a will. So did Picasso, Howard Hughes, and James Brown. Things can get messy fast without a will. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, this is not just a problem for celebrities.
When someone dies without a will, the courts divide up their assets, and the government usually gets a tidy share. Why let that happen?
It is not a fun thing to do to plan for the event of your own death. I think that there is a natural instinct to procrastinate.
Tim Sullivan is with Caring.com, which surveyed Americans about their estate plans. He says about 50% of white Americans have a will, but
non-whites as a whole come in at 29%.
Lori Ann Douglas is an estate lawyer in New York. She works primarily with African American clients and says having a lot of money doesn't necessarily make a difference.
And it does not surprise me that Aretha Franklin or anyone, quite frankly, does not have a will, even when they have a very large estate.
Douglas says the cost of leaving things up in the air isn't just financial. Disputes over estates can tear families apart. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.